and welcome to Maya's Mix. It is May 3rd, 2013, and I'm happy to be starting another show today. I had the idea of doing songs that start with the letter J. What originally inspired me is that the song Jimmy by MIA, I heard it. I was in a store downtown in Ashland, and I heard it playing, and I remembered how much I like it. And then I ran into Scott Garriott, who has his own show here on KSKQ every Tuesday evening, starting at 9 o'clock, Neon Madman's Radio. And we were talking about potential themes for my show. And he was saying, well, songs that start with the letter J. So I thought, hey, that works. And so I got your ideas on my Facebook page. By the way, if you aren't already in the group, you're welcome to join. Just look up Maya's Mix and you can hop on. And so I have a great selection of songs. And then what Scott pointed out is a lot of the songs that start with the letter J, they are actual names. And so today I'm actually going to focus on all the songs have titles that have a name in it that starts with the letter J. Let's start off with Jimmy by MIA.
Jimmy gone MIA. Come back, Jimmy.
Sing. for so utterly fucking sure, so I don't have to explain.
Slowly melting, San Francisco disappears, acid hit. I make beds and you Woodward World queers. I know you're lonely. I know you're lonely.
Thanks for your time, and you can thank me for mine. And after that said, forget it. Bag it, man.
Okay. That was Jane S. Pity by Rodriguez. That was on the list of songs that Scott gave me. He had a good brainstorm of songs that start with the letter J that are actually people's names. Before that was Little Comets, the song Joanna. We heard Jumpin' Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones, and that song was suggested by Bob Canapé. He has his own show here on KSKQ, 10 o'clock p.m. Sundays, No Underwear, No First Name. Start off with Jimmy by MIA, which was the song that inspired this theme from the beginning when I heard it in a store, and I was like, I like this song. Let's move on to the next set, Sade with Jezebel.
Thank you. Yeah.
Today we are celebrating names of people that start with J and those that show up in song titles. We start off with Jezebel by Sade, Jamie's Got a Gun by Aerosmith. Thank you, Charlie Stanton, for that song suggestion. Jasmine by Jai Paul. And we ended there with Regina Spektor's song Jessica. KSKQ has a Facebook page, so just look up KSKQ Community Radio, and you can like us and tell your friends to like us, and it's a great way of staying current with what's going on at the station, and also just to support and show that there are plenty of fans out there. You can also go to our website at kskq.org to find out more about our schedule. You can also sign up for the newsletter and listen to the station from there. If you're listening on a radio here locally around Ashland, just remember that it also streams online. So even if you're taking a trip far away, you'll still be able to tune in and listen to KSKQ. Let's move on to the next set and listen to a song by The Veils. And it's called Jesus for the Jugular, since Jesus is a name that starts with J.
Jacqueline was 17, working on a desk when I four peered above a spectacle, forgot that he had wrecked a girl. Sometimes these eyes forget the face they're peering from, when the face they peer upon. Well, you know that faces I do, and how in the return of the gaze she can return you the face that you are staring from.
Pourquoi tu m'appelles? Voilà, pourquoi tu m'appelles? Voilà, pourquoi tu m'appelles?
Jerry was a race car driver. That's Primus. That song was suggested by Jesse Young, a.k.a. Mixmaster No One, or Cobra Commander. He is a really cool music DJ mixer, creating his own really cool songs. Janine won before that by Camille. We heard Jacqueline by Franz Ferdinand. And thank you, Ellen, for that song suggestion. You can hear her great taste in music on the B Battery Show every Saturday from 3 to 5. I highly recommend it. Ellen Huft. Jesus for the Jugular was the first song by The Veils. So there's a classic, Jesse's Girl, by Rick Springfield, and this was on the list of songs that Scott Garriott gave me. So let's go ahead and hear that now.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her. Charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Thank you.
to go inside, and it would rain there too, and it came pouring through the roof. Traveled underground, whiskey, water, and tea.
Jolene. but I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia, Julia, ocean child calls me, so I sing the song of love. Julia, Julia, seashell eyes, windy smile calls me, so I sing the song of love, Julia. Sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Julia, Julia, morning moon, touch me, so I sing the song of love, Julia. When I cannot sing my heart, I can only speak my mind, sing a song of love, Julia. Mm-hmm. Calls me, so I sing a song of love for Julia.
In the last set of music, we started off with Jesse's Girl. That was Rick Springfield. That was on Scott's list of songs. We also heard a song that was suggested by Gina Patterson called Jamelia by Caribou. And Jolene by the Weepies. Thank you, Allison Young, for that song suggestion. And then we heard a different song by the same name, the good old classic Jolene by Dolly Parton. And that last song we heard was Julia by the Beatles. So I have the honor of playing a song that I haven't heard before. Maybe I have, and I just don't know it. But a friend who has very good taste in music, Chris, and he used to have a show here on KSKQ himself, and he pointed out that there's a great song that would fit this theme called Jackie Blue. It's by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
You're not so down.
It's been 1 week since we got to see Gene lovers and cousins and Mary. 5 days since they had the show with the hermaphrodite, the slut, and the crack hoe. 3 days since we heard the tale about the guy who learned his woman was a she-male. Yesterday, it occurred to me that I've been watching a bit too much Jerry Springer. Holy cow, did you see it last week? Boy, this one freak who sucker punched his whole family. Do you recall when the brawl became a total free-for-all and Jerry's in the middle trying to be the referee? Hey, see the stripper with the implants? She likes a lap dance and date the boyfriend of her mother. Now here comes Jerry's next guest, and it's a slugfest, cause it's a trailer trash brother. Nymphomaniac is back in crack. It's like when animals attack, they all exhibit reprehensible behavior. Hit them in the nose, they're off the cliff, they're on their toes. That's how it goes. They get so violent, they have to sign a waiver. They're always swearing, cursing, kicking, button point and blame. On the air, they don't care, they got no shame. There was one guy who I'm sure felt a little strange when he found out that his wife had a sex change. They have a tendency to scream and yell constantly. They have a history of ripping off their shirts. It's been 1 week since they had the fight with the Siamese twins and the transvestite. 5 days since that awful brawl, they still haven't got the blood off the wall. It's been 3 days since the bitter feud between the KKK and that gay Jewish black dude. Yesterday, finally dawned on me, I'm spending way too much time on that Jerry Springer.
Baby, I've been sleeping with your sister.
Oh, which one?
All of them.
Oh, well, I've been sleeping with your best friend, Jay.
Yeah? Well, me too.
Oh.
And I've been sleeping with your dog, Woofy.
Woofy, you bitch. Well, I'm also sleeping with your pet goat.
Well, that goat doesn't love you.
Once you start watching, there's just no stopping. Your brain shuts down and your IQ's dropping. Jerry's the king of confrontation. He's a sensation. He puts the same syndication. It's totally worthless, like a bad check. It's like a train wreck. Don't want to stir, but you gotta look away. Like Sally Jesse, he does talk shows, but with more weirdos. The ratings are being higher every day. If you've seen the show, well, then you know it's just as low as you can go. The guests are tacky and they're lacking in their hygiene. And pretty soon, some ugly youth come in the room, and then it's boom in the face of some unsuspecting drag queen. Well, it's the kind of show where people scream obscenities, yanking hair, throwing chairs at their hobbies. Jerry, Jerry, now the crowd starts their favorite chant. Should I turn off my TV? I just can't. I have a tendency to watch it religiously. I have a history of taping each one. It's been 1 week since the show about psycho killers with problems they should work out. 5 days since the big surprise when some loser's wife said that she's still dating 20 guys. 3 days since he interviewed a bunch of psychic porn star midgets who are all new. Yesterday, it occurred to me that I've been watching a bit too much Jerry Springer. Trying to waste my time on that Jerry Springer. I got way too much class to watch Jerry Springer. Come over here and pull on my finger.
Soon it finds this move that greatly improved.
That was the Jezebel Spirit, Brian Eno and David Byrne, one of my favorite artists. Before that was Of Montreal, their song Jacques Lemoore, and Scott had that idea. Weird Al Yankovic gave us his own take on One Week by Bare Naked Ladies. That was Jerry Springer. Thank you, Crystal, for that song suggestion. The lyrics were quite entertaining. Start off with Chris's song suggestion, Jackie Blue by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. And that was from 1974, yeah. I'm going to be doing a part two of this theme, since today I'm focusing on names, people's names that start with the letter J that are in song titles. But in the brainstorm that we did on Facebook, there were a bunch of other great ones. And let's move on and listen to Johnny Feelgood by Liz Phair.
Got always sorry.
Johnny Come Home, those fine young cannibals. Sufjan Stevens gave us John Wayne Gary Jr., that's the name of it. John Lennon gave us John Sinclair. And started off with Johnny Feelgood by Liz Phair. So do you notice any particular similarity in all those songs? Yeah, not only do they start with J, but that's Johnny, John, John, Johnny. And right now in the background we're hearing Johnny Too Bad, that's Taj Mahal. You hear the whole thing to start off this next set.
and I'm from Shanty Town with a pistol out highway. Down in your two bed. Strutting up from Shanty Town with a ratchet out highway.
for listening to Maya's Mix today. We had fun covering these songs that have names in them, in the titles, that start with letter J. In that last set, we started off with Johnny Too Bad. That was Taj Mahal. Jack Killed Mom. Aw, isn't that sweet? Ginny Lewis. Jane Says by Jane's Addiction. Thank you, Ben, for that song suggestion. He called in, and he has good taste in music, and we found a resource to play that one. Jane Doe by Alicia Keys. And Jackie Wilson Said, Van Morrison. So we had Johnny, Jack, Jane, Jane Doe, Jackie. Oh, yeah. Since I started off with Jimmy by MIA, I'm going to end with a cover of that song done by Of Montreal.